Well, you know him from, hopefully you've seen his show.
Yes.
On the Travel Channel. It's called Bizarre Foods.
He's hilarious.
Season premiere coming up on Monday. This guy will eat anything.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the program, Andrew Zimmern. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Very doing excited. Awesome. Love the show, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Is there anything you won't eat?
Yeah, walnuts.
Yeah, I know you hate walnuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the things, that's crazy.
Aren't I allowed to not like one thing?
Now, does that just stem from your childhood? You just don't like walnuts or just...
No, they're soapy. It's a bad nut. I mean, why not have a pecan or a pistachio or a peanut or, you know, any one of a dozen other nuts? I'm just, you know, walnuts. Ooh.
Just not a
it's
fan.
Hilarious.
How about an almond?
Although you will eat kangaroo rectum, I'm assuming.
I will eat it if it's fermented long enough and and rendered ammoniated and shriveled. Of course I will.
Tossed kangaroo salad.
Of course.
Here's the deal. There's a couple foods that I just don't care for.
Uh-huh.
You know, after a lifetime of trying them, I've just decided why keep pushing it? I just don't like them.
Right.
The vast majority of foods I do enjoy. There's a couple that, you know, my internal jury is still out on, but, you know, someone's grandmother makes it next to me. I'm going to be a better guest. I'm not going to be one of those snotty TV show hosts like on the other programs on other networks.
And,
you know, respectfully, you know, my job, oftentimes, especially in tribal situations or some urban situations in other countries, I may be the first, you know, old white American guy anybody has ever met. I was in Jeppe's Hostel 5-6 years ago in Johannesburg, a place that the army doesn't even go into. It's a lawless part of town. We had to delay shooting for 2 hours because hundreds of children were swarming me to touch me because they'd never seen a white person in the flesh before.
That's amazing.
Now, of all the bizarre foods you've eaten.
Yes.
Which is the one you go, never again, that just stuck out in your mind and go, yeah, I tried it, it was just nasty.
Worst food I've ever eaten?
Yeah.
Hands down, dinner at your house 3 nights ago. Some of the foulest crap I've ever had on a plate, let alone been forced to put into my mouth.
That's funny.
Have you ever thrown up?
Professionally, we refer to it as a reversal.
Reversal?
I have not ever thrown up. On camera. Would love to finally have something that went in and came out, but no, it never has.
That's amazing.
We're on with Andrew Zimmern from Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods, which season premieres Monday.
I give you so many kudos. I am one of those horrible Americans that eats the same thing and cannot venture out.
Well, that's because culture got to you when you were young. At some
yes.
point, gave you the imprinted message that there was intrinsically something wrong with those animals to eat. It's all cultural imprint, and as babies, we take in that information starting when we're about 3 or 4 months old. You know, it's a very, very difficult habit to break. There is no such thing as a picky eater as a child. Parents should know this.
You know what? I totally agree with you because I got 2 2-year-olds, and that's one thing that I said I wasn't going to do because I don't like things, and my husband is like you. He will try and eat. I can't even do sushi. It grosses me out.
So what's coming up? You're going to celebrate your 200th episode.
Well, this season is, I think it's the best season of Bizarre Foods we've ever made. We start out Monday night in Guatemala. I think midway through the season on the 19th, we have our 200th episode in Philadelphia. At some point this fall, the 250th episode goes in the can. In 2016, I think it's my 10th year with the network.
Wow.
Nice. A lot of milestones. If you make TV that continues to be popular and you don't die, and, you know, you're not a schmuck who says stupid things with microphones on in public places, you end up having a very nice career. I'm very blessed. I get down on my knees every night and you know, thank whoever's in charge of the universe for the ability to tell stories of other cultures through food on a network like Travel Channel. I've got the greatest job in the whole world.
Well, and you bring to light all these restaurants we may not know about. I will tell you, if I ever get to Pittsburgh, there are a few that I want to try just because of your show.
Well, you guys do some pretty good eating where you are, too.
Yeah, we do.
Some of the best restaurants that I've ever experienced. I've shot several shows there, and you know, what an incredible food city that's become.
Well, we wish you continued success.
Yeah.
Bizarre Foods. It is the season premiere Monday. Andrew, thanks so much for joining the show this morning,
thanks,
man. We appreciate
Andrew.
It.
Love you guys. Have a great rest of the day.